don't hate him at all, man. I don't hate too many teams in the league. It's just a game. But it'll be fun to get out there and play with my former teammates and some guys I consider family.
Does it help at all that it's a preseason game? You kind of get it out of the way as opposed to, you know, happening a year or two from now. The game that would mean a lot more.
Nah, I mean, I kind of hate that it's a preseason game, because again, all games count preseason or not, but it'll be that much more fun and exciting if it was a regular season game than it was a year ago.
How much communication have you had with your former teammates leading up to this game, or do you anticipate on the field once, you know, start?
Well, the D-line, we talk, I want to say, every other day. Muhammad and Sheldon and Leonard, TJ Bourne, Stephen Bowen, we talk every other day. I'm sure it'll be more if we weren't in camp, but I talk to those guys all the time, not only the D-line, but a lot of the guys on offense and defense.
So how are they razzing you about the game? What's going on? Trying to get secrets?
I told them we're just going to leave that, you know, for Saturday, whenever it is. I think it's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I may have said Friday, but I told them I was going to leave it there, so let's not just talk about it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snacks, how does this defensive line and the defensive line room here compare to that one?
Oh, man. I really can't get into comparisons. It's not fair to either side to, you know, to even do that. These guys, you know, I'm just still getting to know them, so it wouldn't be right for me to formulate a solid opinion on them yet. But so far, so good.
Snacks, when you're in the field, whose voice are you hearing most behind you, like as far as making calls on your defense, guys who are taking charge?
Well, it's been different, because the linebacker rotation is, you know, it's been changing a lot. I guess they're still trying to figure some things out. But Jasper, JC, and JT, those are the consistent voices I hear.
Wasn't that long ago you admitted that, you know, you still don't quite feel like a Giant, that the Jet, there's still some Jet, I guess, blood in you.
I said that.
Well, you kind of indicated that it's still an adjustment for you.
Uh-huh.
With the colors and whatnot. Is it still that way, or do you feel a little bit more red and blue?
Well, I mean, I played a few games as a Giant since that comment, I would like to think. But, it's coming along nicely. Again, it's still different. I'm a guy, I don't like change at all. You know, I like consistency. I like everything to be the same every single day. But, yeah, I definitely have been embracing it a whole lot more now.
I know you guys have done some game planning for this week. How different is it to not have to go after Ivory in the backfield? Now you may see the difference. Maybe Forte's in there.
Yeah, Forte's a good back. I mean, he's an older back, but he's still a really, really good back. But I tell you, the funny thing is just to watch, you know, the former team on film, you know, watch the guys you went up against and spoke to every day for the past 4 years. That's been weird. And, you know, to actually hear opinions from other teams of what they think about guys, that's funny, man. That's real funny.
Does it reinforce your opinions, or does it change your opinions of those guys when you hear all this talk about them?
It reinforces it, because sometimes it's spot on. Like, I had to ask one coach today, like, how did you know? Like, and he told me, but I don't want to get too deep into that. But, yeah, they're right.
You've been in both locker rooms now, mm-hmm. Snacks. Is there any rivalry left between the Giants and the Jets? And if so, how does it manifest itself?
I wouldn't call it a rivalry. I think it's more for the fans. You know, a respect thing around the, you know, around the town when we see each other out, you know, the Jets and the Giants. But as far as just like a real, you know, Cowboy, Giants, Jets, Patriots, no, it's not that kind of rivalry.
Is this game lost to the preseason game? Was it a little bit of a bigger deal when Rex was around, do you think?
Everything was a big deal. Everything. He made you believe that every game, every snap, everything mattered. You know, as do a lot of coaches, but it was just a little different with Rex. And, you know, he just, yeah, he wanted the Snoopy Bowl a little more than I think some others. Yeah.
You've practiced against this offensive line before. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone full speed against them?
Against our O-line?
Yeah, against the Jets.
Oh, what
yeah,
do you
against,
mean?
Yeah, you practiced against the Jets offensive line in practice uh-huh. in previous years. Were you guys ever really going full speed or like?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big guy, so I wouldn't consider, you know, full speed, but yeah, in training camp, definitely. And during the season, we had on shoulder pads quite a bit, you know, during my time there, even into the season, so yeah.
You know what to expect from them?
Oh, yeah. You want me to tell you more?
Who are you looking to go against? I mean, who are you looking forward to? Like, which guy or what quarterback or whatever?
I'm excited to see everybody, but the entire O-line, man, it'll really be fun to have on a different jersey and going up against them, man. It'll be weird at first, but, you know, hopefully Mango gets to play because we've always had some good battles. And he's still one of the better centers in the league, and, you know, that'll be the last time before this last preseason game I get to sharpen my skills.
Last question, guys.
Have you guys talked about bringing the Snoopy
here?
Yeah.
No.
Not really a big focus.
No. I couldn't remember the name of it until somebody just told me before I walked out. Yeah. So it's not that big of a deal. But it is for the fans, so we care about it.